And welcome, everybody. Some Sunday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the call for the final game of this Duel at the Dean series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cardinals taking the victory last night, improving to 19-13 on the season. Hammerheads falling to 18-14, now one game behind in the Florida State League East. Let's go over your lineups for today's game for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Chris Rotundo leading things off in center field. Alex Artesania in left field, batting in the two spot. RJ Yeager, first baseman, batting number three. Michael Curiali, the third baseman, in the cleanup spot. Leonardo Bernal batting fifth. He's your catcher. Juan Bincho, the right fielder, batting sixth. Jose Zapata, designated hitter, batting seventh. Lisandro Espinoza batting eighth. He's the shortstop. Brandon Hernandez, second baseman, he's batting ninth. Cade Winquest on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And how about the Jupiter Hammerheads? Ian Lewis leading things off. He's a third baseman. Jordan McCants in the second spot. He's playing second base. Javier Sanoa, shortstop, playing third batting third. Jorge Caballero batting fourth in the cleanup spot. He's a center fielder. Brett Roberts batting fifth. He's the left fielder. Chase Luttrell batting sixth. He's playing right field. Torin Montgomery batting seventh. He's the first baseman. Spencer Bramwell, the catcher, batting eighth, and Rennie Hidalgo, designated hitter, batting ninth. Rotundo leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Jonail Serrano on the mound for the Hammerheads. Serrano from San Felix, Venezuela, the 19-year-old righty, picked in 2021 as a free agent. Counts 1-2 to Rotundo. Serrano getting his first work of the season here in today's game. Breaking ball there by Serrano. Strike three. So Serrano getting the season off, at least his season, to a good start. Striking out Rotundo. Up next is going to be Alex Artesania, Staten Island native. Artesania makes contact, but that's going to go foul. Artesania picked in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. Counts 0-1 to Artesania. Comes into the season batting 210, 3 home runs, 12 RBIs. Heading into the new week here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Daytona Tortugas here all week long against the Hammerheads. Don't forget, Wednesday is Silver Sluggers night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Baseball bingo all night, followed by Thirsty Thursdays. As this one is ripped by Artesania, not able to get a handle on it, is the first baseman, Torin Montgomery. So that's going to be a base hit for Artesania. So the Cardinals starting things off here in the top of the first with a runner on first. And now R.J. Yeager up to bat. So the big bat in Yeager with a runner on first, one out, top of the first inning. Yeager comes in with a 330 average as this ball, a wild pitch, past Spencer Bramwell. The catcher Bramwell, the Hammerheads, could not get his mitt on it. And Artesania easily gets to second. So a runner now on second, one out. Yeager up to bat. Here comes the pitch from Serrano, another wild pitch. Bramwell can't get a handle on that one either. And Artesania goes to third. So a golden opportunity for the Cardinals, looking for their 20th win of the season, looking for a two-game cushion in the Florida State League East. One game currently ahead of the Hammerheads. Are getting off to a tremendous start here, at least the potential of one, as Yeager takes the next ball outside and away, ball three. So a 3-0 count to Yeager. Curiali's on deck. Ardesanya's on third. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. And it's called a strike. Just caught the outside corner there. Yeager didn't think so, but the count goes to 3-1. And the next pitch is away, so Yeager goes to first. So now we got runners on the corners. Ardesanya on third, Yeager on first. Cariali now, who had a great game yesterday. He's really had a great season, batting .388, one home run, 21 RBIs. Those are the numbers on Cariali. Cardinals trying to bring one, maybe two, maybe three across home. Top of the first inning, one out. Runners on first and third. Palm Beach Cardinals threatening. Michael Cariali in the box. Serrano on the mound. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, count goes even, 1-1. Well, happy Mother's Day to everybody, all the moms out there, the wonderful moms that do so much every day, day in, day out. We celebrated Mother's Day here yesterday at our Take Me to the Vineyard event. A nice outcome. Wine and baseball, you can't go wrong. And here we go, closing out the series with this duel at the Dean. Here we go, 2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch from Serrano. And outside it goes, 3-1 goes the count. So Serrano in a situation here with Bernal due up next. A big bat in Bernal. He doesn't want to load the bases, but he doesn't want to throw an easy pitch to Cariali either. Ardesanya on third. Here we go. And Cariali rips this one past the shortstop. Ardesanya is going to come home. Cariali's going to round first. He's going to get to second. Another run is going to come home, and that's a two-run double for Michael Cariali. Happy Mother's Day. What a gift, huh? A two-run double. The Cardinals are up 2-0. Ardesanya comes home. Yeager comes home. And there we go. Now we got a meeting at the mound. Cardinals quickly getting the advantage. Up next is going to be Leonardo Bernal. Cariali's on second after the double. Cardinals trying to get their 20th win of the season. Hammerheads trying to keep up in the Florida State League East. So Serrano giving up two runs already on Cariali's two-run double. Count 0-1 to Bernal. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 to Bernal. And this one outside, count goes 1-2. The one thing you got to admire about Cariali is you almost sense that something's going to happen when he's at the plate. His defense is so good. Just an all-around good baseball player. As Bernal checks his swing, doesn't go. Count goes even, 2-2 with one out. Cariali on second. Cardinals on top, 2-0. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Serrano. And Bernal rips this one to center right there to get it easily. is Caballero. Cariali gets back to second safely, and that's going to bring up Juan Bincho. He had the night off yesterday, looking to get back into the swing of things. Cariali on second, so a hit can bring him in if it's good enough. Cardinals trying to add to this 2-0 lead early on. And first pitch to Juan Bincho in the dirt low. Ball one. One of the count. Juan Bincho comes into the game with a 195 average. Two home runs, 10 RBIs. Next pitch outside the Juan Bincho. Ball two. Twenty-five pitches in the books for Serrano. Here comes pitch number 26. And Bincho makes contact and gets it past the shortstop. Curiali's rounding third. Just gets in there before the throw at home. And the Cardinals now lead 3-0 early on here in the top of the first. Juan Bincho with an RBI single. Beautiful piece of hitting. No chance. The second baseman, Jordan McCants, a diving attempt at it, but perfectly hit by Juan Bincho. So two outs, Cardinals up 3-0 in the top of the first. Jose Zapata up next. The speedy Bincho on first. Looks like the day off helped them out, huh? He's running. He's going for second. And he's going to get in there safely. Nice base running by Juan Bincho, stealing second. Spencer Bramwell had a nice throw on it, but the speed of Bincho just unmatched. So the count's 0-1 to Jose Zapata. He has an instant threat on the bags now. Or it looks like... Maybe they're not going to count the steal attempt or the stolen base. Bincho walks over to first. And he's going to be staying at first. So I guess something happened there. They didn't count the stolen base. So here we go. Bincho back at first. Counts 0-1 to Zapata. Here comes the pitch from Serrano. Bincho's going again. Bramwell throws again, and Bincho is safe again. Nice base running by Juan Bincho. Stealing on command. And that's a stolen base. And now we have an instant threat on the bags. So Bincho on second. 1-1 to count to Zapata. Two outs. Bincho's going to third. And he steals third. No problemo. That's going to be a strike to Zapata. It was a breaking ball from Serrano at 70 miles per hour. It gave Bincho plenty of time to steal third. So two stolen bases in this sequence. Here comes the next pitch to Zapata. He fouls this one. Count goes 2-2. One, two to count, two outs. And this one outside and away. Still in the top of the first inning. Cardinals have brought three across home. Zapata trying to add some more insurance, and he does. Rips this one fair over the third baseman's head. Bincho comes home. And Zapata is now on with an RBI single. What a way to start this game. Cardinals up to a 4-0 lead, and Serrano is not having a good time on the mound. Hammerheads are already warming somebody up in the bullpen, and it's only the top of the first. That Espinoza up next, pops this one all the way up in the air, calling it as the third baseman catching it on the mound. So a nice job there, Ian Lewis tracking it down. But the damage has been done. I mean, the Cardinals bring four across home on three hits, RBI after RBI after RBI. And we get things started with an offensive display from the Palm Beach Cardinals. 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads and Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the first after this commercial break. Happy Mother's Day!
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa!
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the first inning. Did we think we were ever going to get here? What a top of the first it was. The Cardinals bring in four across home. A lot of timely hitting. Fundamental baseball there on the offensive side. We'll see if the Cardinals can follow up on the defensive side. But what a first inning for the Cardinals offense. Looking for their 20th win. And really looking good early on in this ball game. Leading things off from the bottom of the first for the Hammerheads is Ian Lewis. And the Hammerheads are thinking, why not us? So Kiriali with two RBIs, Cho with one RBI, Zapata with one RBI there in the top of the first. Ian Lewis leading things off for the Hammerheads, going to try to take a bite out of this lead. On the mound, Cade Quinquest. Here we go, first pitch to Lewis, ball one. Quinquest on the mound from Fort Worth, Texas, picked in the eighth round of the 2022 draft. The 6-2 right-hander. Next pitch called a strike, 94 mile per hour fastball. Quinquest with a 2.89 ERA, 22 strikeouts and 18 innings of work. Next pitch is also a strike, 95 mile per hour fastball down the plate. 1-2 count to Lewis, who really hasn't gotten anything going on offense, just a 177 average, three RBIs. Lewis takes ball two, I'm sorry. Two the count to Lewis. Outside, count goes full. So a nice job by Lewis, working his way up the count again. Three balls, two strikes. Here we go. And he strikes out. A nasty pitch, 96 miles per hour, called the outside corner of the plate. It's strike three. Quinquest retires. Lewis up next is going to be Jordan McCants. 241 average, one home run, 10 RBIs. McCants from Pensacola, Florida, the 20-year-old. Picked in the third round of the 2021 draft. Count goes 0-1 to McCants. One out here, bottom of the first. Cardinals on top, 4-0. Next pitch outside. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. And makes contact, but it goes foul. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss. And McCants is also retired. So two quick strikeouts for WinQuest now has 24 punch-outs on the season. That's going to bring up Javier Sanoa, who's playing shortstop. A lot of speed when you think about Sanoa. If he can get on the bags, that's exactly what the Hammerheads need. Not necessarily a power hitter. No home runs this season. 16 RBIs, though, so a lot of production on the offensive side when you think Sanoa, not just the defensive side. And this breaking ball over the head of Sanoa, he had to fall to the floor to get out of it. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the pitch from WinQuest. Breaking ball misses the inside corner of the plate. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1. Outside, count goes 3-1. Sanoa from Venezuela, the 20-year-old, picked up as a free agent in the 2019 draft. And with a good eye, he's going to first. So Sanoa's walked. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero with two outs. Caballero with a good bat this season, 394 average, one home run, 17 RBIs. The speedy Caballero playing center field today. Picked up as a free agent in 2016. First pitch to Caballero, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. Outside, ball two. What a successful event yesterday. Take me out to the vineyard. To the vineyard. Should have been a vineyard, though. Wine and baseball. All day Saturday. It was so much fun seeing all the moms as Caballero rips this one right in front of the center fielder. Just getting it now is Rotundo. And Sanoa goes to second, Caballero on first. So Caballero with a single there, keeping the inning going. Brett Roberts up next. So we just wrapped up our Take Me Out to the Vineyard event. And we still got so much going on in this month of May, a jam-packed month of May. Don't forget about our Wild Night Out, Saturday, May 27th. Gates open at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., the Tampa Tarpons and the Palm Beach Cardinals. As this one is hit, falls in front of the center fielder, Roberts is going to have an RBI double. There you go. And now cutting into this lead, down by three. Cardinals are up now just 4-1. No chance of Rotundo getting to it. Might have got lost in the sun there. But a nice hit ball by Brett Roberts. And now Chase Luttrell bats next. Two outs, bottom of the first. 4-1 lead. Cardinals with the advantage over the Hammerheads. Luttrell takes strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And gets past the catcher. Another run's going to come home on a wild pitch. Not getting to it was Leonardo Bernal. Not something WinQuest you really see much from. Bernal now putting his arm around WinQuest's shoulder. And just letting him know, you know, let's ride out of this inning. Everything's okay. So Hammerheads take another bite. Two have come across home in this bottom of the first. Roberts now on third. Luttrell in the box, up to bat. 1-1 the count to Luttrell. And Latrell makes contact. Nice pickup there by the second baseman. A routine play. Hernandez to Yeager. But the Hammerheads swimming, lurking, taking two bites out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. Able to get two runs across home. Cardinals lead 4-2 as we approach the top of the second inning. Walter Works with you on this Mother's Day edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Everybody, top of the second inning. Did you think we were ever going to get here after an eventful first inning? Cardinals bring four across home. Hammerheads cut that lead by half. Bring two across home. And Brandon Hernandez now leading things off here in the top of the second. Count goes quickly 3-0 to Hernandez. Serrano has had a rocky start on the mound. Here comes the 3-0. This one inside. Four straight balls to Hernandez. That's going to bring up Rotundo. Artesania on deck. So Serrano trying to get things together. Hammerheads now warming somebody up in the pen again. First pitch to Rotundo outside. Here comes the 1-0 to Rotundo. And he makes contact right over to the third baseman. Is it going to be two? No, it's not. So Lewis trying to turn the double play. Rotundo, obviously a lot of speed. He's leading things off for the Cardinals. Gets the first safely. Artesania up next with one out here in the top of the second. Yeager on deck, followed by Curiali. The heart of the order up right now. Cardinals trying to add to this 4-2 lead, currently 19-13, looking for their 20th win of the season. Here comes the 1-0. Makes contact, but it's going to go foul. Serrano with one strikeout. Artesania 0-for-1 today, looking for his first hit. Lots of baseball to be played on this Mother's Day. everybody wearing some form of pink, whether it be the gloves, the wristbands, as Rotundo steals second easily. So Rotundo gets on to second on that stolen base attempt. Serrano's just not having a good time. Seems to have no control about what's going on in the mound. And now he's facing R.J. Yeager. First pitch to Yeager, strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And Yeager beautifully hit right in front of the right fielder. A run comes home, and that's an RBI single. Holy moly, how do you like that? R.J. Yeager doing what he does. And now it's a 5-2 lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Serrano with two strikeouts has allowed four hits thus far. Only the top of the second inning. Yeager on first. That 1-2 punch, really that 1-2-3 punch of Yeager, Kiriali, and Bernal going on right now. Two outs, count 0-1 to Kiriali. Kiriali already with a hit early on in the game and an RBI. It's been so exciting. What a delight to see Kiriali play baseball as Yeager takes second. There's not even going to be a throw attempt by Bramwell. So easily getting on second is R.J. Yeager. And what that's done is if Kiriali can get a hit, there's a good chance another run comes home. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2 to Michael Kiriali. Kiriali with 23 RBIs. Next pitch inside. Count goes even 2-2. Yeager on second. Kiriali in the box. Two outs, top of the second. Cardinals up 5-2 as this breaking ball is inside, ball three. Kiriali works the count full. He has an impressive on-base percentage. He figures it out. Here comes the 3-2. And this one outside and away. Kiriali takes first. Base on balls. Talking about that on-base percentage. There you go. Fundamental baseball by Michael Kiriali, and that's how the Cardinals have really been capitalizing on this game. Taking advantage of Serrano's miscues and pitching woes. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal. Juan Bincho on deck. First pitch called a strike to Bernal. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Yeager on second. Kiriali on first. Bernal looking for his first hit of this Sunday afternoon. Outside, ball one. Here comes the 1-2 to Bernal. Big swing and a miss, and Serrano finally gets out of this inning. Strikeout number three for Serrano. Even though the Cardinals do bring one home, now lead 5-2, heading towards the bottom of the second inning. I'm not going to necessarily say we're cruising through this game, but we're getting through it with a lot of great baseball. It's been exciting. Both offenses have been on display. 4 runs for the Cardinals in the first inning, 2 by the Hammerheads, 1 more by the Cardinals in the second, hanging on to a 5-2 lead. Hammerheads up next, lurking, swimming, looking to bite these Cardinals. How about that? On this Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Thank you so much for what you do. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesmen. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track.
Visiting aceyourretirement.org.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the second inning. Torin Montgomery up for the Hammerheads. He plays first base. Cardinals on top 5-2 after getting 4 in the first.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
After winning yesterday's game, one game in front of the Hammerheads now in the Florida State League East. Montgomery makes contact, but that goes foul. Counts 1-2 to Torin Montgomery with a .214 average, 1 home run, 9 RBIs on the season. That's Montgomery. Montgomery from Kirkland, Washington, the 22-year-old righty, picked up in the 14th round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the 1-2 outside. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Montgomery. And that's going to be strike number 3 right down the middle. Nice pitch by Winquest. That's Winquest's 3rd strikeout of the afternoon. Up next is Spencer Bramwell, the catcher for the Hammerheads. Bramwell from San Clemente, California makes contact there, but it's a foul ball behind home plate. Picked in the 18th round of the 2022 draft. And fouled again. Count goes 0-2. Counts 0-2 to Bramwell. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball just gets a piece of it. Count stays 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 to Bramwell. Upstairs, count goes 1-2. And it makes contact again, but foul. Count stays 1-2. Here Here we go. 1-2 the count to Bramwell. Breaking ball. Gets him. Nice pitch by Winquest. A beautiful breaking ball coming in at 81 miles per hour. Winquest records his fourth strikeout of the game. That's going to bring up Renny Hidalgo, the designated hitter, batting 333, one home run, one RBI. Here comes the pitch from Winquest. Big swing and a miss by Hidalgo, strike one. We'll be checking in on your out-of-town scorecard in just a minute, as all the games have kicked off in the Florida State League East, except for the Mets and the Tortugas, who have a 5 p.m. start. Here comes the 1-1. Hidalgo making contact, but that goes foul. The Blue Jays on top of Clearwater, 5-1, that game in the bottom of the second. Mighty Muscles and the Tampa Tarpons, 0-0, bottom of the third. Flying Tigers and the Marauders, 0-0 as well, bottom of the third. Hidalgo foul tips that one. Count stays 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Winquest, and what a rip by Hidalgo. That one placed nicely in left field for a stand-up single. Hidalgo on first. No chance there by the left fielder Alex Artesena to get to it. And what a rip by Hidalgo. Hopefully he can keep hitting like that. That's going to bring up Lewis. Ian Lewis batting 176, a slow start to the season on offense. Has a chance now with Hidalgo on first to make something happen. Two outs, though, here in the bottom of the second. Lewis looking for his first hit of the afternoon. And makes contact, but it goes foul. Counts 0-2. Lewis quickly behind the count. Hidalgo on first. Cardinals on top, 5-2 here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch from Winquest. It's low and downstairs. Hidalgo steals second successfully. Runner on second. Two outs now here in the bottom of the second. Count goes to 1-2 on Lewis. Here comes the 1-2. Outside. Good eye by Lewis. Count goes even 2-2. Winquest looking for his fifth strikeout. Here comes pitch number 43 of the afternoon from Winquest. Lewis makes contact, fouls it. Count remains even at 2-2. Winquest getting his pitch. Bernal behind home plate. Here comes the 2-2. And again making contact, but foul. Cal State's even. Here we go, 2-2 pitch to Lewis. Winquest on the mound. Here comes pitch number 45 of the afternoon from Winquest. A check swing upstairs. Did he go? No, he didn't. So Lewis with a good eye working his way back into the count. Three balls, two strikes now with two outs. Hidalgo on second. Here comes the 3-2. Lewis makes contact over the head of the second baseman. Hidalgo's going to round third, come home, and that's an RBI single for Ian Lewis. Lewis getting things going finally on offense. No shot there for the second baseman, Brandon Hernandez, to get a mitt on it. And what a rip by Lewis, an RBI single. And the speedy Hidalgo, who stole second, rounding third and coming home. And the Hammerheads are now just down by two. And will you allow me to say, Happy Mother's Day? What a game here at the Dean. Just the bottom of the second, and the Hammerheads doing everything they can to keep up with these Cardinals. Jordan McCants up next. Lewis tries to steal second, but halfway there holds his leg in pain. And that doesn't look good for Lewis and the Hammerheads, as Lewis is now limping off the field. But because of Ian Lewis's RBI single, Hammerheads get another run across home, taking another bite out of these Cardinals as the training staff now looks at Lewis. Top of the third inning coming up on this Mother's Day edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the top of the third inning after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stalls. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the ball game. Top of the third inning about to start, and it looks like Lewis is going to come out of the game. Ian Lewis, who was attempting to steal second, ended up holding his, looked like his hamstring, or his quad, I should say. I mean, I'm not quite the physical therapist here, but so Lewis is going to be replaced. Serrano goes back to the mound. He's going to face Juan Bincho. Cardinals on top, 5-3. Here we go. First pitch to Bincho, ball one. Inside in the dirt. We'll try to see who replaced Lewis. Next pitch called strike one. And Bincho makes contact. That's going to be fair. Nicely hit. Rounding first, going towards second, easily getting there. Starting off the top of the third, Juan Bincho, don't you know? On there with a Tijuana Flats double queso. How do you like that? No chance in right field. Latrell was chasing it towards the foul pole. Nicely hit. Jose Zapata up next. Cardinals on top, 5-3, top of the third inning. And Juan Bincho starting things off here in the top of the third, ripping a double. A double queso double, and Bincho takes third, and he's safe. Easily getting to third is Juan Bincho. Don't you know? Serrano just rattled early on in this third inning. He's got to deal with Zapata now, who's in the box. Here comes the 1-0. Zapata makes contact. That's in center. That's hit long enough for Bincho to tag from third to home. Bincho coming home, and the Cardinals now lead 6-3. Nice piece of hitting all the way around. Bincho knowing what the plan was after that double. He took third and then comes home on a sacrifice fly by Zapata. So building a little bit of a cushion are the Cardinals. Lisandro Espinoza up next. One o the count to Espinoza. And this one inside, ball two. Bincho, who had the day off yesterday, was cooling off on offense. And now it looks like the day off helped him. Cardinals looking for their 20th win of the season. Hammerheads trying to tie the Cardinals in the Florida State League East, just one game back. They're 18-14 on the season. Here comes the 3-1 from Serrano, and ripping this one is Espinoza on the edge of the warning track. And Espinoza with a beautiful hit. I mean, you can tell by looking at Brett Roberts out in left field, he thought it was out of there. Just hit the corner edge of the dirt at the end of the warning track. Nice hitting by Espinoza. And Hernandez is up next with just one out here in the top of the third. That's going to be it for Serrano. A meeting at the mound. Action in the bullpen. That's all she wrote for Serrano's day. He ends up allowing 3 runs on 4 hits. And let's see, how many strikeouts does Serrano have today? He had 3 strikeouts. We'll see if they end up taking him out. And they are. That's it for Serrano. As the Hammerheads trying to stay within reach, currently down 3 in the top of the third inning. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com on this Mother's Day, where we celebrate all the mamas out there. We'll be back after this pitching change. We're going to do it after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy. But also, one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still...
back of the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Florida State Cardinals. Cardinals are not making it easy for them. Another run across home in this third inning. Now leading 6-3. Count goes 1-1 to Brandon Hernandez. Espinoza on second. Manuel Medina comes into the game with a 1.80 ERA, 5 strikeouts, with 5 innings of work. Medina from Venezuela, the 21-year-old lefty, picked up as a free agent in 2019. Counts 1-2 to Hernandez. Nice breaking ball, but just misses. Came in at 70 miles per hour, just floating, and just missing the inside corner of the plate. Here comes the 2-2 from Medina. And this breaking ball gets him. And he's out of there. So two outs now. Nobody. Actually, we got a runner on second. I thought that was the third out. What am I thinking about? Well, I got my mom roses. Problem is, they're in the car for a little bit. And I'm thinking, did I water those bad boys enough? As the next pitch is called a strike to Rotundo. Counts 0-1 to Chris Rotundo. Runner on second, Espinoza. Here comes the 0-1. And upstairs, ball two. Rotundo looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Here comes the 1-1. And this one just misses a little bit downstairs, ball two. Irdesenya on deck. Two outs here. Espinoza on second. And Rotundo makes contact. Foul ball. 2-2 count with two outs. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com for the final game of the series between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. What a duel at the Dean it's been. The sixth and final game of this series. Rotundo making contact. Count stays even 2-2. Cardinals have won 3. Hammerheads have won 2. Here comes the 2-2. Nice breaking ball by Medina, and that's all she wrote. Punches out Rotundo, caught looking. Bottom of the third inning coming up. Cardinals get one across home, improving their lead to 6-3. The Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming, looking to take another bite of these Cardinals. Is it going to happen? Bottom of the third inning, celebrating Mother's Day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the third inning. Slowly getting through this game early on. But how about all that offense? A 6-3 lead for the Cardinals thus far. Bottom of the third inning, Cade Winquest still on the mound. Just threw his 50th pitch. McCants up to bat. Due up are Sanoa and Caballero. Here comes the 1-1. This one outside, ball two. Here comes the 2-1. And McCants makes contact right into the mitt of the shortstop. Should be an easy play, and it is. Nice defense there. Espinoza to Yeager. Up next is Javier Sanoa. One out here in the bottom of the third. Sanoa with 16 RBIs on the season. Winquest with 4 strikeouts on the afternoon. 94 mile per hour fastball there, strike one. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, count goes 1-1. And making contact to Sanoa goes foul, count goes 1-2. And another foul ball, counts 1-2. Here's the 1-2. And retired there. Winquest with his 5th strikeout. Caballero up next. So Sanoa goes down on K's. Jorge Caballero with a 400 average, 1 home run, 17 RBIs. First pitch, ball one. Caballero from Venezuela. Picked up in 2016 as a free agent. And makes contact there. Looks like a routine play. Should be out number 3, and it is. Espinoza to Yeager. Cardinals still on top, 6-3. Walter works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the top of the fourth right after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the fourth inning. We've made it to the fourth inning A lot of offense in this game. Cardinals on top 6-3. Alex Artesania leading things off here in the top of the fourth. Manuel Medina came in for some relief in the last inning. And a nice piece of hitting by Artesania. Looks like he just flicked the ball over the head of the third baseman there. No chance of getting it was the third baseman. R.J. Yeager up next. Cariali on deck, followed by Bernal. Here comes the 1-2-3 punch of the order. First pitch to Yeager, ball one. Spahn came in for Lewis at third. But that's not Spahn at third. McCants is playing third. There you go. And just nearly getting picked off over there in first base. Nice play by Medina, throwing it over to Montgomery. Artesania on first. Just got back in time. So Yeager looking for his second hit of the afternoon. What an opportunity here. Getting things going again in an inning is the Cardinals offense. And Yeager makes contact, getting on to first on a single. Artesania on second. No chance there for the shortstop. Sanoa. Oh no, the shortstop is Spahn. Because Spahn came in for Lewis. McCants moved to third. And it looks like Sanoa went to second base. That's what they did. Something like that. So Cariali up next. Runners on first and second. Are you ready to have a good time? Cariali time. Here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Cardinals up 6-3. Artesania on second. Yeager on first. Cariali up to bat. Counts 1-1 to Michael Cariali. Here comes the 1-1. Cariali makes contact, but it dribbles foul. 1-2 now the count to Cariali. We've talked about his on-base percentage. We've talked about his hitting. He has a .394 average. He has the power. He's hit 23 RBIs. He plays just great third base. Here comes the 1-2. Cariali makes contact, foul ball. Yeager on first, Artesania on second, Cariali in the box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss and a rare strikeout. Cariali goes down. And a massive pitch by Manuel Medina, recording the first out of the inning. Much needed. Up next is Leonardo Bernal. Runners on first and second with one out here in the top of the fourth. Outside and away, count goes 1-0 to Bernal. Here comes the 1-0 to Bernal. And making contact is Bernal. Nice piece of hitting. Artesania is going to round third. We are not going to have a play at the plate. And that's an RBI single by Leonardo Bernal. Juan Bencho is up next. Just one out here in the top of the fourth. The Cardinals have gotten a run across home in every inning of this game, now leading 7-3. Can I get a wowzers? Yes, you can. Impressive offensive display by the Cardinals. Juan Bincho up next. Yeager on second. Bernal on first. Bincho in the box. Medina on the mound. Here we go. Next pitch, a breaking ball low. Ball two. Here comes the next pitch from Medina. And Bincho makes contact. Foul ball. Count goes 1-1. And it looks like the day off has served Bincho well. He's 2-for-2 on the day. Here comes the 1-1. Outside. Nice eye by Bincho. Ball two. Here comes the 2-1 from Medina. And breaking ball by Medina. 72 miles per hour. Strike two. Count goes even 2-2. Top of the fourth inning. Cardinals adding another run, 7-3 lead. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Outside, count goes full to Juan Bincho. Runners on first and second. Here comes the 3-2. And making contact is Bincho. It goes foul. I think it kind of went around my area. Bincho looking back over at me, seeing if I'm okay, I'm sure. We got to get it in fair play. Let's go. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Medina. And just misses the outside corner of the plate. And Bincho gets on base again. And that's going to bring up Jose Zapata. Zapata has been outstanding so far. A clinic on offense with two RBIs. He's got the bases loaded here. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Yeager on third. Bernal on second. Bincho on first. Big swing and a miss, strike two. So Zapata quickly going down in the count. Two strikes on him. Just one out here. Here comes the 0-2. And next pitch gets him. That looked a little bit inside. He's going to challenge it. And he is out of there. On three straight strikes. Zapata not happy. Cooling down his hot performance so far early on in this game. Still a lot of baseball to be played. We're only in the top of the fourth inning here. Up next is Espinoza, now with two outs and the bases loaded. One oh the count to Espinoza. And Espinoza rips this one. Yeager's going to come home. Bernal's going to stay at third. And that's an RBI single for Lisandro Espinoza. 8-3 Cardinals lead. You're starting to see a collective performance from this Palm Beach Cardinals lineup. Now with 10 hits, 8 runs, and we're only in the top of the 4th inning, folks. A meeting on the mound as the Hammerheads catcher, coach, going out there to talk to Medina. Brandon Hernandez up next. Bases still loaded. What a game if you're a part of the Cardinals faithful. If you're a Hammerheads fan, you got to be thinking, what's going on? Medina versus Hernandez. Here we go. First pitch outside and away. Ball one. Bases loaded. Top of the 4th inning. Cardinals 8-3 lead. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Medina. Nice breaking ball there. Count goes 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 to Hernandez. And Hernandez smacks this one. Getting to it is the second baseman. Nice play there. Wow, finally getting out of that 4th inning are the Hammerheads. McCants over to Montgomery. Or should I say Sanoa, because they made that change. Holy moly, regardless, 8-3 the Cardinals lead as we rock and roll to the bottom of the 4th inning. Happy Mother's Day! And a happy day it's been for the Palm Beach Cardinals so far. Leading 8-3 on 10 hits, Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back, folks, after this commercial break. Welcome back, everybody. Check out our social media accounts. Go PB Cardinals on Instagram, and then we got the Hammerheads, right? The Hammerheads is Go Hammerheads. All the players sending out their Mother's Day messages and greetings out to their wonderful mothers as we get things going back again on this Mother's Day edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A Mother's Day weekend extravaganza wrapping up here with the final game of the series between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. Brett Roberts in the box. He's up next, facing a 1-1 count. Winquest still on the mound for the Cardinals. Foul ball there. Count goes 1-2 to Roberts. Here comes the 1-2. And next pitch away, 2-2. The count. And next one, low and downstairs. Now goes to 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 from Winquest. And making contacts at Roberts should be an easy routine play, and it is. Nice grab there. Shortstop. Espinoza to Yeager. Out number one. Chase Luttrell up next. First pitch to Luttrell catches the outside corner of the plate, strike one. One count to Luttrell. Cade Winquest on the mound. The Cardinals trying to get their 20th win of the season. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2 to Luttrell. Montgomery up next. He's 0-1 on the afternoon. Here comes the 0-2. Outside, ball one. And here comes the 1-2. Making contact is Luttrell, but it goes foul. One-two pitch approaching, Luttrell in the box. Here we go. Big swing and a miss, and Luttrell goes down on strikes. So Winquest now getting his sixth strikeout of the game. We are seeing some action in both the Hammerheads and Cardinals bullpen. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Cardinals on top, 8-3. And Montgomery making contact. Nifty move there by the shortstop. Nice grab by Espinoza, then throwing it over to R.J. Yeager. That's out number three. Cardinals still on top, 8-3. And the top of the fifth inning is coming up. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Walter Wirtz with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the fifth inning, Chris Rotundo leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cardinals on top, 8-3 on 10 hits. Looking for their 20th win of the season here on this Mother's Day edition, Saturday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Count 1-0 to Rotundo. Yuri Montero on the mound for the Hammerheads. Rotundo grounds out for out number one. Nice play there. Spawn to Montgomery. Alex Artisernia up next. RJ Yeager due up next. Artisernia making contact there. That's going to be a foul ball, strike one. Yuri Montero with a 7.71 ERA, 10 strikeouts and 9 innings worked so far this year. From Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the 6'4 righty. As Artisernia hits this one all the way up in the air towards the warning track, and it is out of here. Alex Artisernia with a monster shot over the 350 wall. There was no chance out there for the right fielder Chase Luttrell to get to it. And Artisernia with a rocket shot out of this ballpark. A solo home run. Now a 9-3 lead for the Cardinals. Pounding these hammerheads. And now with one out, RJ Yeager up next. First pitch to Yeager inside, ball one. Not the result Montero was looking for on the mound. And Artisernia just took advantage. His fourth home run of the season. Yeager now faces a 2-1 count. Artisernia from Staten Island. Picked in the 7th round of the 2022 draft. Count goes 3-1 to Yeager. Yeager 2-for-2 today. Next pitch is called a strike, so the count goes full. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Montero. Outside, ball four, Yeager takes first. Up next is Michael Curiali. He struck out his last time up. Not something you see often from Curiali, who's been outstanding all around, both on defense and offense, coming into the game with a 390 average, one home run, 23 RBIs. Now he has Yeager on first with just one out here in the top of the fifth. Bernal due up next. Here comes the 0-1 to Curiali. And outside and away, ball one. Counts 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball two. 2-1 count with one out. Yeager on first. Curiali 1-for-2 today. Here comes the 2-1. And a check swing. He didn't go. Count goes 3-1. A wild night out. Join us, folks, Saturday, May 27th, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Gates opening at 3 p.m. First pitch at 4 p.m. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. We're going to have a lot of fun. And the Tarpons are in town. How about that? That's Saturday, May 27th, a wild night out. Curiali getting a new bat there. Taking his time. And now making his way back to the box is Michael Curiali with a new bat. Counts full with one out. Yeager on first. Here comes the 3-2. Ump calls time. Kiriali getting set in the box. All right, here we go now after a like a 2 minute delay here. 9-3, Cardinals on top. Yeager on first. Here comes the pitch. Kiriali makes contact, and well worth the wait. Kiriali getting a new bat, getting a hit there on that full count. Kiriali's on base again. Yeager's on second. And talk about that 1-2-3 punch. Bernal up next. One out. Top of the fifth inning. The Cardinals have had a run in every inning so far in this game. 4 in the first. 1 in the second. 1 in the third. 2 in the fourth. 1 in the fifth. A 9-3 lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals on 12 hits. Here comes Bernal. He's in the box. There's the pitch from Montero. And this one, strike two, 91 mile per hour fastball. Montero looking for his first strikeout in relief. And swings, but hits it foul. O-2 count to Bernal. Montero on the mound. Yeager on second. Kiriali on third. On first. Count goes 1-2 to Bernal. Here comes the 1-2. And Bernal makes contact. This one's popped all the way up. Looks like an easy grab by the center fielder, and it is. Coming down with the ball is Jorge Caballero. So Caballero nabs that pop-up in center field. Now with two outs here in the top of the fifth, Juan Bincho is up. Yeager on second, Kiriali on first. Bincho in the box. Bincho having a fabulous day in the ballpark after his day off yesterday. Two for two today, and he got on bases last time around with a good eye. Two outs, though, now facing an 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch, and Bincho makes contact. Should be right to the left fielder for an easy out, and it is. So a nice grab there by Roberts. And that's it for the top of the fifth inning. But won't you look at that, the Cardinals bring another one home. Like I've told you, they've gotten a run home in every inning. 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 1 right there in the top of the fifth. We'll see what the Hammerheads have in them. Hopefully a lot of bite. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Walter Works live on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth after this break. We'll be right back. And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals on top, 9-3. Walter Works live on the MIB.com. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Spencer Bramwell up to bat. New pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Angel Quenza. Quenza from Venezuela, picked up as a free agent in 2018. The 21-year-old righty has a 5.56 ERA, 11 strikeouts in 11 innings. Counts 2-1 to Bramwell. Count goes 3-1. Here comes the 3-1. Inside, Bramwell goes to first on a walk. Up next is Renny Hidalgo. Hidalgo had a nice hit early on in the game. Had an RBI. 1-for-1 today is Hidalgo. Here comes the 0-1 from Quenza. Bramwell on first. Hidalgo makes contact, count goes 0-2, it goes foul. And here comes the 0-2 from Quenza to Hidalgo. Big swing and a miss, and Quenza gets his first strikeout in relief. A good day of pitching from Winquest. He pitched four innings, allowing four hits, two earned runs. Had six strikeouts, though, efficient on the mound, bringing his ERA down to 3.18. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. He's up next with Bramwell on first. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 from Quenza. And nice breaking ball there. Strike two. Here comes the 0-2 to Harrison Spahn. Big swing. Just gets a piece of it there. Count stays 0-2. Runner on first, one out, bottom of the fifth. Spahn making contact. Popped all the way up. Should be an easy play for Artesena in left field. That's out number two. That's going to bring up Jordan McCants. So Spahn, who replaced the Lewis, not able to get anything going there. And that's going to bring up Jordan McCants, who rips this one. That's going to be a single for McCants. Runners now on first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Up next is Javier Sanoa. With 16 ribbies on the season. Quenza on the mound, trying to get the Cardinals to the sixth inning. Due up next is Caballero. First pitch to Sanoa, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Sanoa. And Sanoa rips this one. It's going to be fair. One run is going to come home. And two are going to come home. That's a two-run double for Javier Sanoa. And the Hammerheads get a bite out of the Cardinals. Two runs come home. Cardinals now lead 9-5. What a piece of hitting by Sanoa. Caballero up next. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Cutting into this Cardinal lead. Now down by four. Won't you look at that. So Bramwell scores. Jordan McCants scores. And we got a ball game. Quencia caught off guard there. Wasn't expecting the Hammerheads to be so aggressive. But do they have any other choice? The clock is ticking. We're in the bottom of the fifth. They want to even things up in the Florida State League East, and they're just one game behind the Cardinals. Here comes the 2-0. Foul ball. Caballero with 17 ribbies this season. 1-for-2 today. That's Sanoa's eighth double of the season. What a player in Sanoa. And this one is ripped by Caballero, the speedy Sanoa rounding third. And another run comes home. An RBI single by Jorge Caballero. The Hammerheads now down by just three. Cardinals seem to be hanging on to this 9-6 lead. By how much longer, though? Roberts up next. Caballero on first. Hammerheads putting up three in this fifth. Here comes the pitch to Roberts, and Roberts hits this one all the way up in the air and just goes foul. On the left side of that 330 foul pole. So the Hammerheads now with 6 runs on 7 hits. Cardinals with 9 on 12 hits. Offense all over the place in this game. Roberts pops this one up. It should be out number 3. Curiali tracking it down, and he does. But what an inning for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Sanoa with a double, bringing 2 home. I mean, just one heck of an inning if you're a part of the Jupiter Hammerheads faithful. And we got a ball game. Happy Mother's Day. That's right. Walter works with you at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium live on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. Top of the sixth inning, right around the corner. We're going to do it after this commercial break. Top of the sixth inning, What an offensive game. 9-6 lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hammers heads showing a lot of fight and a lot of bite in that bottom of the fifth, bringing three across home. Zapata leading things off here in the top of the sixth. Yuri Montero on the mound for the Hammerheads. Here comes the one. Ooh, this one is ripped by Zapata. Here comes nothing but a nice hit. Zapata getting on first when they stand up single to start the inning. That's Zapata's second hit. And he's had a memorable day on offense. Let me tell you, Zapata with two RBIs and now his second hit of the afternoon. Much needed for his offensive development coming into this game with a 190 average. Very nice to see Zapata have a good day on offense. Espinoza up next. First pitch upstairs to Espinoza. Espinoza having a nice day as well. He's 2-for-3. And he pops this one up. Is anybody going to try to get it? Montgomery trying to track it down, but it goes foul. One count to Espinoza. Top of the sixth inning, here we are. Here comes the 1-1. And nice piece of hitting there, but able to get to it. Looked like it might have been able to bloop in front of the right fielder. But Latrell all over it, and that's out number one. Zapata still on first. Brandon Hernandez up next. Hernandez is looking for his first hit of the game. Due up next is Rotondo, followed by Ida Senya, who had the solo shot early in the game. Here comes the 1-0 to Hernandez. And that one called a strike. Count goes 1-1. We'll check your out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment. All games underway in the Florida State League East, except for the Mets and the Tortugas. They have a 5 p.m. Eastern start. Next pitch catches the outside corner of the plate. Nice pitching there by Montero. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 from Montero. And makes contact, trying to charge to it. What a diving catch in the left field there. Nice defense by Brett Roberts. Diving, reaching, extending for out number two. Robbing Hernandez there. It was a sure hit. Up next is Rotondo. He's going to be looking for his first hit of the game. He's 0-for-4. Zapata on first. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Cardinals on top, 9-6. And the first pitch called strike to Rotondo. Here comes the 0-1. And contact, but foul. Count goes 0-2. Count 0-2 to Rotondo. And outside, ball one. Count 1-2, two outs. Top of the sixth, here comes the pitch. And a big swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. And that's out number three. Cardinals on top, 9-6. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals on top, 9-6. The Hammerheads got three across home. The last inning, Chase Luttrell leading things off here in the bottom of the sixth. Down just three. Hammerheads able to get two in the first, one in the second, and then three in the fifth. 91 mile per hour fastball. John Lynch now on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And this one fouled. Count goes 1-2. Or 1-1. And foul tip. Count now goes 1-2. Lynch from Dallas, Texas, picked in the 18th round of the 2022 draft. He went to Xavier. Lynch with a 6.75 ERA. Six innings of work so far. Here comes the 1-2. Inside, count goes even 2-2. Luttrell with a 298 average. This one gets him in the outside corner. That's strike number three. Luttrell is retired. That's going to bring up Torin Montgomery. Montgomery up next. Nobody on. One out. Bottom of the sixth. Nine to six lead for the Cardinals. Hammerheads have a few opportunities left, and Montgomery rips this one right in front of the left fielder, Artesena. Artesena picking it up on a bounce. Nice piece of hitting by Montgomery. Something the Hammerheads have been waiting to see more often of. And with one out, Montgomery delivers. Spencer Bramwell up next. Montgomery on first. First pitch to Bramwell, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. and that's called a strike. Count goes even. Here comes the 1-1 from Lynch. Inside, ball two. So a look of your out-of-town scoreboard. Blue Jays beating Clearwater right now, top of the seventh, a 6-3 lead. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They have a perfect game so far going on with a 2-0 lead over the Tarpons. That one in the bottom of the seventh. Marauders on top of the Lakeland Flying Tigers, 8-2. That game in the top of the seventh. And then the Mets are in Daytona with a 5 p.m. Eastern first pitch as Bramwell walks. Runners now on first and second with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Renny Hidalgo up next. He had a hit before in an RBI. With one out, he's going to face John Lynch. Here comes the first pitch to Hidalgo. We're going to wait a moment as Lynch faked the pickoff attempt at second. First pitch to Hidalgo, swing and a miss, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Hidalgo. Outside, count goes 1-1. One count. Bottom of the sixth. This one inside in the dirt. 2-1 count with one out. Got some action in the Cardinals bullpen and the Hammerheads. Hammerheads trying to cut into this lead. Cardinals up by three. And this one nearly gets a piece of Hidalgo. Count goes to 3-1. Count. Here comes the pitch. This one down Broadway. Strike two. Count goes to 3-2. Here comes the 3-2, contact but foul. Count remains full. One out here, bottom of the sixth inning, runner on second. Cardinals hanging on to a three-run lead, 9-6 advantage. And here comes the 3-2, that one inside. Hidalgo walks, and the bases are loaded with Harrison Spahn up in the box. We're going to have a meeting on the mound. Might have a pitching change. A lot of action in the bullpen. Spahn, who replaced the injured Lewis, has a chance to make an impact right now. A golden opportunity for the Hammerheads. They're lurking, they're swimming, and they're looking to take a bite right now, a huge bite. Down three, but the bases are loaded. One out. Spahn in the box. Lynch on the mound. Here we go. First pitch to Spahn, strike one. Count 0-1 to Spahn. Here comes the pitch. And this one is inside in the dirt, ball one. Counts 1-1 with one out. A packed infield with the bases loaded. Runners on first, second, and third. Here comes the 1-1. Making contact is Spahn, but it goes foul. Count goes 1-2. What a game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Happy Mother's Day. That's right. Lynch on the mound against Spahn. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and Spahn is retired. That's the second out of the game there. Lynch on the mound. So Spahn goes down. McCants is up next. Bases loaded. Two outs here. Here comes the pitch to McCants. Upstairs, ball one. Sanoa due up next. Here we go. Strike one. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. Outside, ball two. Counts 2-1 to McCants. Bases loaded. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. Check swing inside. Did he go? No, he didn't. Count goes 3-1. A dangerous situation here for Lynch on the mound. Bases jammed. Runner on first, second, third. Two outs. 3-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Lynch. And this one inside. Or it's a strike. Wow, Lynch. I thought it was inside. Just caught the inside corner of the plate. And the count goes full now. So Lynch getting back into this sequence here in the count with that strike. Counts full. Two outs. Bases loaded. Bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals trying to hang on to this 9-6 lead. Here we go. Upstairs. Ball number four. A run comes home on that walk. Aye. Cardinals now up just 9-7. And the electrifying, talented, talk about the most potential in the world, Javier Sanoa up next. He has 18 RBIs on the season, and he's had a couple today. Don't forget, Sanoa is a big reason that these Hammerheads have a chance right now. So we're for sure going to get a pitching change. New pitcher on the mound coming up. But Sanoa, let me tell you, he's had two RBIs, two hits, just has been putting on an offensive display. And now with a new pitcher on the mound, we'll see what happens. We'll be back, folks, after this pitching change. That's right, Walter Works on the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Right back after this commercial break. are back. Joseph King on the mound for the Cardinals. Javier Sanoa in the box. Bases are loaded like a baked potato. Here comes the pitch. Strike one. King from Redwood City, California, picked in the ninth round of the 2022 draft, went to Berkeley. Here comes the 0-1 to Sanoa. And Sanoa rips this one. Artesania going towards the warning track and makes an unbelievable catch over in left field. And that's it for the bottom of the sixth. What a catch by Artesania. Sanoa making some nice contact, just not enough, on the edge of the track with Artesania charging at it. Gets a clean grab, and that's three outs. The Hammerheads get one across home, trying to cut into this lead. Cardinals now on top, 9-7. Top of the seventh inning coming up after this short break. Back, everybody. Alex Artesania leading things off in the top of the seventh inning. Cardinals on top, 9-7. It's been the Artesania show. He had a home run and just ended the sixth inning with a defensive masterpiece, catching that ball on the edge of the warning track. Franklin Sanchez on the mound now for the Hammerheads. Sanchez from the Dominican Republic, the 6'6 right-hander, brought over in a trade with the New York Mets. Counts 2-0 to Artesania, or 1-1. They just overturned that. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2 to Alex. One-two count to Artesania. Sanchez on the mound. And Artesania rips this one. A stand-up single to start the top of the seventh inning. Nice piece of hitting by Alex Artesania. And he's on first. Artesania getting his third hit of the afternoon. That's going to bring up R.J. Yeager. First pitch to Yeager, strike one. Here comes the 0-1. Runner's going to go. And that was like a half throw. Spencer Bromwell looked like he was going to try to get the runner trying to steal second. But it kind of fell out of his hand and there was no throw. So Artesania gets to second easily. Yeager's in the box. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Fourteen hits on the afternoon by the Palm Beach Cardinals. An offensive explosion, nine runs. And this one in the dirt, getting away from Bromwell, and Artesania easily moving on to third. Count goes even to Yeager. Curiali due up next. Bernal after that. I see more offense in the future. Prove me wrong. Here we go. Counts even, 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez to Yeager. Big swing and a miss, and Yeager goes down on strikes. That strikeout much necessary by Sanchez. That's going to bring up Michael Curiali. Curiali with a .396 average, 23 RBIs on the season. Two RBIs on the day on two hits for Curiali, and he takes a ball to the back there, gets hit by the pitch, and Curiali goes to first. So Curiali on first, Artesania on third, Bernal up next. Here comes the pitch to Bernal. Big swing and a miss, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Bernal. Outside. One-one the count to Leonardo Bernal. Franklin Sanchez on the mound, Curiali on first, Artesania on third. Here comes the 1-1. Curiali's taken second. He got caught in the middle. And now he is tagged. So Curiali, that's out number two. A mishap on the bases. Ay, ay, ay. It happens. He can't be perfect. But Curiali, blunder on the base running, gets tagged. And the Hammerheads have two outs now. Next pitch to Bernal outside. Here comes the 2-1 to Bernal. And a big swing and a miss. That's strike number two. Count goes even, 2-2 with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the 2-2. Outside, just misses the corner of the plate. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch to Bernal. And gets him! The outside corner of the plate. That's going to be challenged by Bernal. And the challenge is overturned. Everybody was on their way back to the dugout. And get back onto the field. Bernal takes first on the walk. Wambin Cho up next. Runners on first and third. Outside, ball one to Bin Cho. Next pitch outside to Bin Cho, ball two. Here comes the 2-0 to Bin Cho. Two outs, top of the seventh. Three straight balls from Sanchez to Bin Cho. Here comes the 3-0 pitch to Wambin Cho. And that's ball four. Bases are now loaded. Nobody up yet in the Hammerheads bullpen. Hammerheads trying to keep this game within reach. Jose Zapata, who's had an impressive game. Zapata with two RBIs on two hits. So a meeting on the mound, home plate umpire Kenny Garcia going to break it up. Top of the seventh inning, Cardinals on top, 9-7 on 14 hits. The bases loaded, completely loaded. Zapata, who has two ribbies already. Going to try to break this game wide open. Big swing and a miss by Zapata, strike one. Oh, 1 the count, two outs, top of the seventh. Outside and away, it gets away from Bramwell. A run is going to come home. And it's a 10-7 lead. Now for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Artesania easily cruising cross home. Looks like the Hammerheads are going to start warming up some arms in the bullpen. Here comes the 1-1. Making contact but foul as Zapata. Count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and that's going to be it for the top of the seventh inning. One does cross home. The Cardinals now with a 10-7 lead. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break. And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the seventh inning here. Cardinals on top, 10-7. Caballero leading things off in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to him, strike one. Joseph King on the mound for the Cardinals. And Caballero makes contact. Easily getting it is the second baseman, right to Yeager, out number one. Up next is Brett Roberts with nobody on and one out. Here comes the pitch. Big hit by Roberts. Artesania underneath it. That's going to be out number two. Chase Luttrell up next. King on the mound. Two quick outs there. Counts 0-1 to Luttrell. Inside, 1-1 goes the count. One count. Here comes the pitch from King. Check swing. Did he go? Looks like he did. One, two, the count. He did go. Took a little bit for the judge and jury to decide there. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. That's going to be out number three. And that's going to be it. Top of the eighth inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break. And welcome back, everybody. Top of the eighth inning here. Cardinals on top, 10-7. And Lisandro Espinoza leading things off with a stand-up single. A nice hit by Espinoza. So Espinoza on first. Cardinals on top, 10-7. That's their 15th hit. Evan Taylor on the mound now for the Hammerheads facing Brandon Hernandez. Here comes the 0-1 to Hernandez. Not yet, as Evan Taylor tries to pick up Espinoza. Now, here comes the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Wind blowing, nothing crazy, but my papers are flying all over the place. Here comes the 0-2, and just getting a piece of it is Hernandez. O-2 count, top of the eighth inning, Cardinals on top 10-7. Here comes the 0-2. And this one's away, ball one. A 1-2 count here in the top of the eighth. Hammerheads down by three. Cardinals trying to add some run support to this lead. And a swing and a miss. Got a piece of it, though. One to the count to Hernandez. Evan Taylor on the mound with a 2.19 ERA, 19 strikeouts on the season. Throws over to Espinoza, trying to pick him off. Espinoza back safely. Here comes the 1-2. Making contact is Hernandez, but he's going to be thrown out at first. Espinoza was stealing anyway. He got to second easily. So one out, Espinoza on second, Rotundo up next. Ardesena on deck. First pitch to Rotundo, ball one. And here comes the 1-0 to Rotundo. Upstairs, ball two. Evan Taylor trying to keep the Hammerheads in this game. Cardinals trying to get their 20th win on the season. And the next pitch called a strike. Count goes 2-1. Taylor from Florence, Alabama, the 23-year-old lefty. Picked in the ninth round of the 2022 draft. Rotundo making contact there, but it goes foul. Counts even at 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Rotundo. Outside. Ball three. Counts 3-2. Espinoza on second. Breaking ball misses. That's going to be ball four. So Rotondo takes first on a walk. Artesania up next with runners on first and second. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. Artesania has had a memorable game for himself. He had a home run early on. He's 3-for-5 today. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. We'll check in on your out-of-town scoreboard to see how things are brewing in the Florida State League East. Big swing and a miss by Artesania. That's going to be strike two. Out in Dunedin, the Blue Jays. That's a final now. They end up beating Clearwater 6-3. Just became a final. The Marauders all over the Flying Tigers 8-3. That one in the top of the eighth. And the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles with a no-hitter. How about that? Almost had the perfect game. They blank out the Tampa Tarpons 3-0. Then, of course, at 5 p.m. Eastern, the St. Lucie Mets and the Tortugas get things started. 2-2 to count to Artesania. One out here in the top of the eighth. And making contact is Artesania. That's going to be out number two. Looped it over, but able to get it is the left fielder, Roberts. RJ Yeager up next. Yeager with a .339 average, 4 home runs, 26 RBIs on the season. Yeager has 1 RBI, 2 hits in today's game. 2 outs here, top of the 8th inning. Cardinals on top, 10-7. Evan Taylor on the mound for the Hammerheads. Here we go. Big swing and a miss by Yeager. Count goes 1-1. One one the count, two outs, top of the eighth. And this one outside and away. Count goes to 2-1. Cardinals trying to have a 2-game cushion in the Florida State League East. They'll be 2 games ahead of the Hammerheads if they win this game. Here comes the 2-1. Gets away from Bramwell. So the runners are going to move. Espinoza on third. Artesania on second. 2 outs here in the top of the 8th inning. RJ Yeager trying to bring some more home. Here comes the 3-1. And this one catches the inside corner of the plate. That's going to be strike number 2. Count goes full to Yeager. Here comes the 3-2. Popped up, but foul. Counts full, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, top of the 8th. Here comes the pitch to Yeager. And makes contact, bloops it. Montgomery gets it in foul territory. Out number three, bottom of the eighth coming up. Cardinals on top, 10-7. We'll be right back. Everybody, bottom of the eighth inning, Torin Montgomery leading things off for the Hammerheads, trailing the Cardinals by three. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 10-7 lead. Big swing and a miss by Montgomery. That's going to be strike one. One-1 the count to Montgomery. Starting things off in the bottom of the eighth. And this one outside and away, ball two. Here comes the pitch to Montgomery. And downstairs, ball three. Here comes the 3-1 to Torin Montgomery. And making contact but foul. Three-two is the count. We're all full here, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth, Montgomery making contact right to Curiali. Should be an easy throw to Yeager. He's unable to scoop it up. It's going to get away from Yeager, and Montgomery is going to get on to second. Not a good throw there by Curiali. Montgomery goes on to second. Bramwell now in the box. Spencer Bramwell up next. So here we go, Joseph King against Bromwell, bottom of the eighth, nobody out. Hammerheads trying to cut into this lead and steal one here from the Cardinals. Hammerheads trying to get their 19th win of the season. Bromwell fouls this one. So here we go, 0-2 the count to Bromwell. Upstairs and inside, ball one. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball just misses. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And just misses the inside corner of the plate. Count goes full. Count full, nobody out, runner on second, and Bromwell rips this one, but it goes foul. Here comes a 3-2, big swing and a miss, and Bromwell goes down on strikes. That's going to bring up Hidalgo. Renny Hidalgo up next. Spahn on deck. Hidalgo did have an RBI early on in the game. He's got Montgomery on second. Joseph King on the mound. Trying to get the Cardinals out of this eighth inning. Here we go. Nice breaking ball by King. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Count 0-2 to Hidalgo. Checks his swing. And did he go? Yes, he went. So two outs there. Hidalgo retired. Harrison Spahn up next. Here comes the pitch to Spahn. Breaking ball catches the outside corner of the plate. Strike one. And trying to pick off Montgomery is King. Montgomery back safely. Counts 0-1 to Spahn. Spahn making contact, but it goes foul. Count goes 0-2. Here comes the 0-2. Spahn making some nice contact and not able to get it is the center fielder out there. Rotundo reaching for it. And we're going to have a play at the plate and he gets him. Spahn was rounding all the bases trying to get an inside the park home run. Gets caught at home by Bernal. What a play out there in center. Rotundo recovering, getting it to the cutoff man, and then a play at the plate. One only came home. Oh, my God. Wow. We almost had an inside the park home run there by Spahn. That would have been a whole completely different game regardless. We're on the way to the top of the ninth. Hammerheads get one. I'll call it a mini bite. They're down by two. And we'll see what happens. Top of the ninth inning coming up. Cardinals on top 10-8. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Back after this break. Welcome, everybody. Top of the ninth inning. Cariali leading things off for the Cardinals. Cardinals going to try to add some insurance with a 10-8 lead, just up two. Count to 0-1 to Cariali. Evan Taylor on the mound for the Hammerheads. Cariali blooping it right over into the mitt of the right fielder of the Hammerheads. Nice catch there by Latrell. That's out number one. Leonardo Bernal up next. First pitch to him, called strike. Here comes the 0-1 to Bernal. Strike two, count goes 0-2. And outside, ball one. And strike three there. Nice pitch by Taylor. That's two outs now here in the top of the ninth. So Juan Bincho up next. Top of the ninth, two outs. Cardinals on top 10-8. Two oh is the count to Bincho. Calls time there. Hammerheads trying to get their 19th win of the season. Cardinals trying to get win number 20. Here comes the 2-0 to Bincho. And he smacks this one, but foul. And the next pitch called a strike, so the count goes even 2-2. Two count to Bincho, two outs. This one almost grazes his helmet there. Bincho thought it might have hit him. Here comes the 3-2 to Bencho. And gets him on the outside corner. Bencho's going to challenge it. And it's called a strike three. Nice pitch by Evan Taylor. Last chance opportunity coming. Bottom of the ninth inning. Hammerhead's just down by two. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 10-8 lead. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. Last chance opportunity for the Hammerheads. Jordan McCants up in the box. Joseph King still on the mound. Cardinals on top, 10-8. This one is chipped over to the second baseman. An easy routine play there for out number one. That's Hernandez to Yeager. So Javier Sanoa up next with nobody on and one out. One oh the count to Sanoa. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And Sanoa makes contact behind home plate. Foul ball, count goes 1-2. Count goes 1-1. King trying to end it, trying to bring the Cardinals to their 20th win of the season. And next pitch is a foul ball. Counts 2-2 to Sanoa. Nobody on here. And that's strike number three. So two outs there. Sanoa retired. Jorge Caballero up next with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Cardinals are approaching their 20th win on the season, looking for a two-game cushion in front of these Hammerheads in the Florida State League East. Here we go. It's up to Caballero. And that's ball number two to Caballero. Two oh count, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Cardinals on top 10-8. On this Mother's Day, about to wrap things up here. I got a lot of mamas to go visit after this game. I got my mother, my grandmother, the wife, the mother of my beautiful daughter. I got my next door neighbor. I got a lot of mamas to say Happy Mother's Day to, and I know you do too, as we celebrate Mother's Day on this Sunday afternoon edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Caballero has a full count now. Here we go. And he fouls this one, staying alive. Count full, two outs. Cardinals on top, 10-8. Joseph King trying to bring them home to their 20th win. That's the Cardinals. And making contact is Caballero, but that's over by the Cassidy Cool Zone. Foul ball. So a full count here. Here we go. And that's strike number three. King delivering the final blow. Cardinals win 10-8. Now two games in front of the Hammerheads in the Florida State League East. What a Mother's Day. Sayonara. Adios, amigos. Walter works with you on the call. The Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And what a week of baseball we have in store for you. That's right. This week, it's the Daytona Tortugas here all week long against the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll see if the Hammerheads can keep climbing up the standings. They lose the series. The Cardinals, though, looking impressive. A 10-8 victory on 15 hits and one error. Folks, Walter Works saying Happy Mother's Day and adios. We'll talk to you next time.